Bickley and Marotta Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Suns in four.
One, two, three, four.
4 minutes of nonstop Suns news, highlights, and takes on the team. Brought to you by 72 Sold. 72sold.com, where you can sell your home in 72 hours for thousands more than selling the traditional way.
Suns in four.
Yeah, Suns looking for a franchise record last night, welcoming the Detroit Pistons to Footprint Center. Midway through the first quarter, it was a little bit sluggish, tied at 13 with 4:38 to go, but the Suns would close things out on the quarter on a 17-5 run, capped off by JaVale McGee doing what he does.
Dame won't get it, but McGee will. JaVale McGee rattles the rafters as he followed and scored, and the first quarter is going to come to a screeching halt.
Yeah, 30-18 after one quarter. Al McCoy, the Hall of Famer, on the call. We fast forward now to the second quarter. Suns starting to feel things a little bit offensively, padding their lead three at a time. Courtesy of Landry Shamet.
Out on top for the Suns is Chris Paul. Paul on the drive. Gets the ball to Shamet. Three-pointer. Shazam! Landry Shamet knocks down the trio.
Yeah, that put the Suns up 14-47-33. The lead would get no less than 11 points the rest of the way. And Cameron Payne, right before halftime, stretched it to 18.
Breaking loose with the basketball. Payne stops. Puts up a three. Shazam! Campaign.
Yeah, 69-51 at the break, Suns by 18. I don't know about you, Bick, but I'm thinking, okay, Detroit, they're not good. They're young. They don't have the horses. Suns are feeling it a little bit right now. This is going to be a breeze. We're going to get some Jalen Smith time tonight. We're going to get some Chandler Hutchison playing time tonight. But that was not the case. You know, the lead would remain right around the mid-double digits. And in the first part of the third quarter, Mikal Bridges hitting a three to keep it at 18.
Back to Bridges for three. Shazam! Mikal Bridges. 80-62.
Yep, 18-point lead there. But that's when the Pistons started to claw back. Their rookie, Cade Cunningham, who got off to a rough start, foul trouble, had three fouls before the first media timeout. He started to get hot.
And it's picked up by Diallo. Diallo with a steal. Get it off to Cunningham. Back to Diallo. Over in the corner it goes. And putting up a three is Cunningham. And he knocks it down for Detroit. So Cunningham now with 10 points.
Real quick. So Diallo's presence in that game last night was interesting to me because Josh Jackson was not in the game at all.
Yeah, didn't get off the bench.
How does a number four overall pick not get into a game for a four-win basketball team? Just asking.
Might I reintroduce you to Josh Jackson? A 15-point lead after the Cunningham three. Stewart gets a layup. Diallo gets a dunk. It's down to 11. Then another layup by Cunningham. Then Jeremy Grant. He got into the
swing it in the corner area. Over on the far side to Grant for three, and he nails it. Well, Monty Williams, the Suns coach, said before the game, talking about Detroit, they aren't going to give up. They're going to play hard, and they're within an 80-74 lead right now after the Suns have led by 18.
Yeah, down to six. It got down to one a little bit later. Again, Cade Cunningham.
Diallo back to Cunningham. Cunningham at three-point range, shoots it straight away, got it. Well, it's all Detroit right now. They found the range. And it's a one-point ball game.
17-0 run, Al.
That's the NBA. If you're not ready, look out.
Yeah, Tim Kempton bringing it up. 17-0 run. Suns would respond. They got two free throws from Cameron Payne. It looked like Hamidou Diallo beat the shot clock on kind of a weird bounce that would have tied the game at 82. It was reversed later on. There was some confusion on that. But the Suns would end the quarter up six at 87-81. And, of course, the fourth quarter, when you're on an 18-game win streak, you own the fourth quarter, Chris Paul.
He looks, turns, shoots, 16-footer, swish, it's good.
Well, Detroit, everybody ran away from the ball trying to cover the guys that were streaking down the floor, and Chris just calmly makes that free throw line jump shot.
Yeah, the jumper by Paul, under 7 minutes to go. Suns led by nine. It's becoming a thing now. Landry Shamet hitting a dagger three.
Out on top, Shamet for three. Shazam! When you need it, Shamet is there, and Landry Shamet knocked down a big three.
Yeah, the Suns' last bucket of the night with under 45 seconds to go, late in the shot clock. Chris Paul lobbing a pass to DeAndre Ayton. He slammed it. The place went absolutely nuts. It was all over but the shouting.
This one is over. The Suns did what they had to do, and they come away with a victory here tonight, downing a very hard-nosed Detroit team, 114-103. And for the Suns, they are now 19-3 on the year, and they have won 18 straight, a new record for consecutive wins.
Yeah, unbelievable accomplishment by the Suns, and they win it by 11 last night.